Men and women have interrupted, misunderstood, and alienated each other from day one. That's how we roll, baby.
I'm so excited to have in studio one of the liveliest interviews I think we're going to have. Josh Hyman, the star of Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus Live. It's at the Broadway Playhouse in Chicago. Runs through February 21st. And welcome to the studio.
Thank you. Thank you for saying the star. I would prefer supernova. Or some kind of like celestial body of heat and electricity would be much more appropriate.
We're going to put that, you know, we couldn't fit that, you know, on the title of the podcast.
The website didn't fit it on there. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah.
I get it. No, it's fine. You know,
so,
we'll work it out.
Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. Hilarious show.
Yes.
How do you keep reinventing this show? I mean, this has been such a hit since its inception. And how do you keep it? How do you keep it going? I mean, you still have packed houses every night.
Yeah, you know, it's the stories are the structure of the show is what it is, and then the stories are just the stories that we live. You know, and my stories, and they come in and they're relatable. That's the whole point. The whole show is relatable. You know, so men come out and they hear the bits about themselves that we're making, you know, poking jokes at, and the women come out and they hear their bits, and everybody's laughing at their own stuff, and everyone's like really careful not to laugh at the other person's stuff because they get like ribbed a little bit
of course.
But it's real. It's real stories. So, you know, why wouldn't it be fun and entertaining? And then when different actors come through and play it, you know, they put their own little spice on it. I put a lot of like hot pepper spice on that. Yeah.
I bet you do.
Yeah.
And audiences love it. Do you find it surprising that this is a date night? That this is, you know, it's not a girl's night. This is a date night.
It's both. This is what I was saying. Right?
Okay.
You get date night of all different ages, you
right.
know? So from grandparents to like to guys that were like, okay, I'll go, you know, to like early daters to like bachelorette parties. I had four ladies last night that were like hooting and hollering like crazy. I would like to see a bachelor party of guys come out, you know. We're going to Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus. We're doing it tonight. We're going to learning. But
do you want to laugh? This is a true story. The first time I saw it, I was on a date, and the second time I saw it, I had just started a new relationship,
mm-hmm.
and I was sick and couldn't go. So my then boyfriend took his mom, and he was so angry.
So now he's dating his mom.
Now,
that's what you're saying.
Oh, yeah,
that's really messed
broke
up.
Shortly thereafter, maybe that should be an antidote. Go see it.
Go see it with your boyfriend. No, you know, it is, though, just to touch on that, it is a great date night. And
yeah.
I feel like you could go and then go again with the same, you know, person that you're dating because, like we say in the show, there's all these little tidbits of information that you learn and you think you know, and then they disappear. They just leave your head, and everyone needs a refresher course all the time. So come and hear the stories, hear the tales.
What's the biggest – all right, let's talk about some of the tales. What's the biggest bit that you get the response from men that men go, oh, my God.
From men.
Where men say to you,
okay,
oh, dear God.
The biggest stuff is basically like, you know, I do this bit about, and it's a true story, but we all do this. You look at a guy when you are talking, right? And like, he might be like nodding like this, but he is in another place, you know? Like, he's thinking about the sports scores. He's thinking about how he can get like sour and half sour pickles, you know? Like, you, and so I talk about this bit. I'm like, you got to get out of your own head and you got to like really pay attention because otherwise they throw you into like, what did I say? What did I just say to you? Tell me back what I just said to you right now. And the guys lose it and the girls lose it. It's hysterical.
Is that true all the time? You guys
Not
are thinking
all
about
the time,
other things?
But
Come
you know
on.
What I did? I came up with my own trick for this, right?
Okay.
Every few words okay. that you hear, repeat it. Even if you're listening or not, you know, just repeat what they said. You know, supermarket, your boss? Wow, yeah, foot pain. Wow, yeah. No, but seriously, we do kind of, guys, we zone out a little bit. So it is a good tip and a story. Like, just pay attention, and like really hear, and it saves you so many problems later down the road.
All right, so this is really good insight.
Okay.
Now, I probably know the answer to this,
okay.
but let's go to the female side.
Okay.
Where do the women come up to you and say, oh, dear God, that's my life?
Right. I think it's like maybe a good one is maybe the questions all the time.
Oh,
you're always
yeah.
like, did you do this? Did you do that? Where are your socks? Who put this here? Could you pick this up? Take that upstairs. Why is nothing getting done right now? Just the questions, the constant questions, you know? And it's really not, I don't think it's something that ladies are doing intentionally to annoy their men. But we say this, look, we will disappoint the Venusians and the Venusians will bug us. It's just the way it is.
Right.
You can't fix that. You got to figure out the ways to kind of handle each other.
Steve said this morning, because I told him we were doing
yes.
this interview with you, and he said, oh, you know, men's, he said, we're very simple creatures, sex, sports, and food.
Not just, necessarily in that order.
Exactly,
it could be any order combination there, you know?
Any of those three said, just bring up one of those subjects and you got us.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, for the most part. You know what, though? Can I say this? This is interesting.
Please.
Because a lot of people, the show is presented very much like this is what guys do and this is what the girls do, right? But not all of the stories necessarily relate to one or the other. You know, you might get seen in one relationship, like the girl will be like, oh, I do that very Martian thing. And the guys will be like, I do that very Venusian thing. But the point is that in every relationship, there's usually somebody doing the opposite thing. And you have to, like, you have to surf. We talk about surfing. You got to surf. You know, and you gotta like ride each other out. That didn't mean that to be dirty.
Right.
I didn't mean the dirty riding.
We didn't take it that way.
I mean, if you want to go there, we could have a whole segment on that after the break. But
Josh, you are so talented. You're so funny. I mean, it just comes so naturally for you. Audiences love you. Do people kind of look at you now as a relationship expert?
Sometimes.
Will they come to you and say,
people are like, how long have you been studying psychology? I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I got two masters and a PhD and a PDP and an ABC. And No, I mean, people, they think, you know, but why is it so, why is it something that not everybody could understand and could talk and relate to each other? In fact, I would love to see more younger couples come out, because I'm telling you, it would change the whole dating scene. If people younger were hearing these things and realizing them, it would just save so much time. It doesn't mean the dating's not fun and people date and break up and fall in love and all that, but it would be so much more interesting to see how people date with this information in front of them.
Do you think the show, I know the show's evolved, of course, over the years since its inception, but do you think dating in general has kind of changed?
Oh,
I know,
yeah.
Because of social media, the kids nowadays, the millennials, they're kind of more in their phone, whereas we had to pick up the phone and say, hey, you want to go eat?
Do you
want to go
that?
Out?
Do you remember when you had to go up to someone and say hello?
Yes, or pick up the phone and call.
That's even more foreign. You know, like, I don't just, like, I tell people all the time, you go and meet online. Okay, and then you could talk online for hours and hours and hours. At some point in time, you're going to have to meet that person in public.
And
right?
coexist with them.
But yeah. And then, you know, Tinder and Grindr show up. And Tinder is like, it couldn't be any more instant of a dating site, you know? I mean, I'm married, but like, how much fun would it be to be on Tinder, you know? Like the quick dating opportunities. Wow, my friends are going through it now. I'm like, don't you want to get married? They're like, Tinder, bro. Tinder.
I have to ask you, we're in the midst of Valentine's Day. What would be your advice for all couples, either someone who's been married 25 years or someone who's just started dating? Should gifts be exchanged on Valentine's Day?
I think they should always be exchanged. I think a lot of massages, both to each other and through paid services, are really important. You can laugh at that, Andrew. I see you laughing. She's doing the silent laugh. Like, she wants to laugh. But
I know.
Like, all right, it's fine. I think, yes, I think it's, but here's the thing. I'm just Josh, actor, doing the show. I don't think it's about necessarily grandiose presence or anything like that. I think it's thoughtful presence. You know, so what you do is, right, the thing is the lead time. So don't go shopping for your Valentine's Day present on February 12th. You know, then you're in trouble, right?
Right.
Go and start thinking about it on January 1st. Pay attention. What do they need? What do they want? What are they talking about? What show is coming out in Chicago on Broadway, you know, that you can go and take them to that they want to see, you know? And then Valentine's Day comes, you get the flowers, you put on like the sexy thong underwear, you know, that goes for boys or girls there, you know, and then boom, sparks relationship. And that's what this show does. It puts sparks. I'm telling you, you come see the show and then you go home and then it's like July 4th fireworks in the bedroom. Yeah.
Music going on.
Yeah, it's snapping. You ever do snapping in the bedroom? It's like the hottest thing. Snapping turns everyone on.
You are, again, you're so funny. You're so great. This is such a great role for you.
Thank you.
I mean, it's just, do you feel like you're at home? Even though you're in Chicago, you're from New York.
Yes, but home. Actually, I really love it here. I've been here for, 4 days?
And
it's amazing.
It.
It's very New York to me, though. I'm a city guy. I like the buildings. I like the people and the energy.
Yeah.
And I'm walking around downtown, and it's just phenomenal. I love it. But, yeah, the show is exactly perfect for me in all the different kinds of ways that I've ever been an actor and a performer. It's stand-up. It's characters. It's voices. It's self-deprecating. I get to talk about relationships. I'm the guy at home that people call me up, like, 12 o'clock at night, and they're like, can I just talk to you about my relationship? I just broke up. And I'm like, honey, go back to bed. I got some work to do.
I got this covered.
Right. You want to call me. You want to call the next guy that takes his mother to a play and not you. You call me and him. We're having a whole session.
I'm going to call you.
We're going to work it out. I'm going to fix that stuff.
Your wife's going to be like, why is that girl from Chicago still calling
you? No, she gets it at this point.
Oh,
she's
okay
like, get out of
that.
Here. I'm sleeping. Go fix someone else's problem.
I'll tell her this is the last time I'm going to call today.
It's all right. It's all right because you're going to bring me flowers and you're going to. It's going to be. Fine.
I will do that for you. Do you improvise on stage?
I'm improvising right now.
Okay.
Oh, on stage?
As part of the performance. Yeah. I know it's scripted, but do you ever go off?
Well, yeah, you know why? Because
stand-up?
We're breaking the fourth wall, and when you do that, you know what that means? You know, when you're talking to the audience.
Yeah, yeah.
And in a typical play, you know, when you're not talking to the audience is there, and there's the visible glass, and then you're just doing what you're there to do.
Right.
But as soon as I talk to the audience, you don't know what you're going to get. Now, that does not mean come out and start throwing things and asking questions in the middle, okay?
Or heckling.
Or heckling, because I will come out there. I'm a feisty 5'3", okay? Well, but I do improvise, and I see what people, you know, throw out at me. Like, you want a funny story?
I did
a show in Detroit, and I said something like, you know, guys, we don't have to pay attention because we're married. Like, it's supposed to be like, no, don't do that. It's stupid.
Right.
And this one woman calls out. She's like, that's suicide. And I was like, okay, I'm going to perform on this side of the stage now. See ya.
I have to ask you, when you do the female voice, who do you model that after?
It's a great question, you know, because my wife does not really sound like that. She has a Long Island accent, like a, you know, a Jewish-y Long Island, New York accent. But it comes out, I guess, like, I don't know, a mix of like one of my grandmothers and this woman that used to live next door to me and yell at me all the time because I didn't put the garbage out the right way, you know. She's like, Josh, listen, you got it. I'm glad you're home, but we got to go. The babysitter's going to be in like 15 minutes, and we got to be the car in 20. And, you know, that's her.
Well,
that's the stage version of her.
I absolutely love
Should
it.
Should I do your voice?
You do my, do yeah. Well, how would you
Oh, yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Honey, I'm so glad you're home. Yeah.
That's more Minnesota.
I know. I
Come
can't
on.
Do Chicago. I'm learning. I've only been here 4 days.
You'll appreciate this. We were talking about a flashback to our past. Yeah. A friend of mine moved here from Southern Illinois, which, you know, anything south of I-80, we joke around and say that they have this big Southern accent. She'd say, are you going to call your mom when you go to the Blockbuster? I'm like, it's not that pronounced, is it? She's like, oh, yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
it
it's really
yeah.
pronounced.
It's the A's and the O's, like, Mad Josh.
Right.
Josh. How are you, Josh? It's nice to see you, Josh. Oh, yeah.
So if I tried to do a New York accent, it'd be like butter. But that
no,
doesn't
like,
sound.
Got to be down here more.
Got to be down
yeah,
here
like,
more.
Yeah, like
butter. Butter.
Like you're basically telling someone to screw off every time you talk to them. Every word.
Screw
I love
off.
You.
I love you.
I love you. Give me. I need a ride. I love you. Here's money.
You could teach dialect,
yeah.
too.
You could do what else? You want another one? What else you want?
Give me one more. Yeah.
How about I'm wanting you to be understanding that we are to have a good time at the show. Very good. Very many time. Come to the show.
Josh, I love you. Thank
love you
for being here. Men are from Mars, women are from Venus. Broadway Playhouse through February 21st. How do you want to sign this off?
Peace out to the homegirls on the front side and to the guys coming down. I promise you, you'll have a good time. Come, bring your ladies, bring yourselves, bring the bachelor parties.